I'm Kim Carson. I'm so happy you found my podcast, Conversations with Kim. Whether I'm having a conversation with a celebrity, an author, history maker, record breaker, or the average everyday person, we all have a story to tell. And maybe that story just might change another person's life. We can learn so much from each other. Let us discover some of life's most valuable lessons with today's guest on Conversations with Kim. Today, my conversation is with Suzanne Somers, actress, author, singer, businesswoman, health advocate. The list goes on and on. Her new book, Two's Company, a 50-year romance with lessons learned in love, life, and business. Oh, I can't wait to learn. Thank you so much for talking with me today, Suzanne.
I'm old enough to teach now.
I know. You have so much knowledge. You know, my parents just celebrated 72 years of marriage. You and Alan are celebrating 50 years of romance. So what makes you guys work? I've heard about the twice-a-day sex, but it's got to be more than that, right?
Is it luck? Is it that once in a lifetime chemistry? I don't know. I met him when I was 20 years old. I walked into a TV studio, and it was like in the comic books, boing, it just went off. I actually called my mother that day, and I said, I met who I'm going to marry. I just knew it. So it took a while to consummate this marriage in terms of blending families. And I think so many people can relate to that. What I'm saying about this 50-year incredible romantic marriage is there's no linear life. Nobody has a problem pre-life. It's highs and lows. And the first 10 years in combining families was so difficult on an emotional level because there's no child who wants a new parent. And it took a lot of patience and understanding on our part. And I was very young, and I sometimes look back, and I wish I had the wisdom I have now. Back then, I could have handled it a lot better.
Yeah, you talked about, I think you said it on the talk, and I'm going to try to paraphrase it, but you said it's something like it's not our mistakes that define us.
It's not the problems in our life that define us. It's how we respond to the problems in our life that define who we are as a person.
Yeah, and you talk about it in your book, Two's Company, but what's the truth about your exit from Three's Company? Because there's a lot of misinformation.
Yeah, well, the misinformation was that I left the show. The actual facts are that I was fired from the show for when my contract was up. I had to renegotiate it, and at that time I asked to be paid commensurate with the men because my show was number one, and I had the highest demographics of any woman in TV in prime time at that time. But all the men and lesser shows were making 10 to 15 times more, so I asked for the least amount the highest paid men are getting, and they fired me to make an example and then started a smear campaign that I was greedy and who did I think I was. So, you know, I hope women will appreciate that I opened a door for them in this business. I didn't win in that sense, but ultimately I won because I decided not to be mad and not to waste my energy for the rest of my life thinking about how unfair it was. Instead, I looked at, what have I got? What I've got is, I've got enormous fame and visibility from this show, even though I would have liked to have stayed with it. What can I do with that enormous fame? And the first thing we did was, my husband made a deal for me in Las Vegas for 2 years at the MGM Grand, and in that second year, in 1987, I was named Las Vegas Female Entertainer of the Year along with Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
And then the other thing we did right off the bat was we decided to brand Suzanne Somers. I had tried to brand Chrissy Snow, but I didn't own the character. But I had thought she should have a clothing line and a Saturday morning cartoon show, and she should do movies, you know, The Adventures of Chrissy Snow. And they just really didn't understand business at all. And so we took the well-known entity at that time of Suzanne Somers, and the first foray into branding Suzanne Somers was the Dye Master.
Yeah.
And we ended up selling 10 million of them. We stopped counting after that. So it's turning lemons into lemonade. You know, everybody's got problems. Everybody's, you know, gets a big fist in their face on a regular basis. And that's what I meant when I said on the talk, it's not your problems that define you, it's how you respond to them.
Yeah.
Define who you are. And so, you know, you take what you get in life, and how do you make it work for you rather than be a victim and have it work against you?
Yeah, and I love that, because Alan said that. We're going to make this work for us.
Yeah.
You went on, I mean, with the Thighmaster, with the Vegas residency.
Yeah.
You know, and I wanted to ask you, because it's in the news so much right now. It happens to all women, but for you, especially looking the way that you do, have you experienced sexual harassment or threats in your career, and how did you handle them?
Early on, it happens when you're young and you're powerless.
Yeah.
And so I had a couple of incidents, but you know, I always had Alan Hamill, who had 10 years on me and was one of the biggest stars in Canada, constantly instructing me, constantly telling me how the business works. He's been one of my greatest teachers. That's another. He's a visionary. He's been a teacher. Although, as the years go by, as I have gained in wisdom and knowledge and written all my books, I also have the privilege of being able to teach him, because we take health so seriously and all that. So back then, with all this, the sexual assault and everything, you know, I grew up in an abusive home. I had a violent alcoholic father. I've written a few books about that. So I could handle myself pretty well, even with my naivete and my youth, because I had input from Alan. And I'd already been through my own kind of war of, you know, what it's like when you grow up in those violent homes. So, you know, they didn't want to mess with this Irish woman.
I love that. I love that. And you know, you really are. You're an inspiration. I just love you so much. I mean, especially with the health journey you've been on. I've been on it. I lost 115 pounds. And,
oh,
and
good for you.
Yeah, in the first...
This takes such focus. Good for you.
Focus is the word, right?
Yeah.
Focus. It's not self-control. It really is focus and,
yeah,
and knowing what you want. And I just was, I had pain throughout my body, Suzanne, and 5 days into this food detox they put me on, I remember waking up. I was on 3 painkillers, 2 Mucinex, 2 Allegra, and I remember waking up saying, the pain's there, but it's not as bad, and I've been off of it ever since, and I never knew I could feel this good. I feel better than I did when I was in my 20s.
And as you continue down the other path,
you know, because
how do you think that would have worked out for you? So
it
saved your life because of a shift in your thinking.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I think that that's how you tackle any problem in life. It's like when you finally decide, I'm going to do it, or I'm going to win,
mm-hmm,
or I'm going to be free. It's a shift in your thinking, and then it takes total focus, and it becomes less about willpower other than keeping your eye on the prize.
Right.
What is it that you want? When all this happened to me, when the house burned down, when I got cancer, when I got fired, all these things ultimately became gifts to me,
yeah,
gifts of learning and evolution and we're all striving to be the best person that we can be.
Yeah.
Fail along the way constantly, constantly, but rather than focusing on what you didn't do right, focus on what you did do right. Just keep congratulating yourself.
And I just never want to lose feeling the way that I feel, because
yeah,
before when I lost weight, it was to look a certain way. Now it's to feel. I want to hold on to this as long as my mom's 90 and she still shovels snow and cuts grass. And it's,
wow.
You know, Suzanne, I don't believe in coincidences, but and so I wanted to ask you, and your co-star from Three's Company, John Ritter, reconciled shortly before his death.
Right.
What did that mean to you?
That's another bit of freedom. I didn't have that. It was a pain in my gut all those years when not only was I fired, but then they so must have
poisoned,
given the inference to the whole cast that I was trying to ruin their show. Nothing was further from the truth, but I can't figure out any other reason why no one would ever have talked to me again. So, a month before he died, he called me, and even though the project he wanted me to do, I said, you know, he was doing a show called 8 Simple Rules, and it's a dream sequence where it's a nightmare, and in his nightmare, Joyce and I are, you know, Janet Wood and Chrissy Snow are in there. I said, you know, people are longing for some kind of reunion resolution. I don't want to come back like a nightmare in your dream. Please. So we agreed that we'd find a project, and then
wow,
he died. So bittersweet.
And you know, you mentioned Joyce DeWitt because I loved your Suzanne Summers Breaking Through show. I watched that show all time. Where was all that emotion coming from when you both sat down together for that first time on stage? What were you feeling?
What a waste of time.
Yeah.
What a waste to not talk to one another for 30 years. We shared a moment in time no one else will have again. There were only three networks at that time, NBC, ABC, and CBS. It'll never be like that again. When people watched Three's Company on Tuesday nights, over half the country who was watching television was watching our show. That's so unbelievably powerful. So we had a great opportunity and run. I would have liked to have stayed with the show the entire 9 or 10 years that it stayed on. I think if I had stayed on and they kept the original chemistry, it could have gone 12 or more years because it was so beloved.
Oh, for sure,
but
for sure.
I also believe in the perfection of life. That things all happen for a reason. I think if I had stayed on that show, I never would have written all these books. It's been such a privilege to have the backs of women to really, I'm not out there marching wearing a pink hat. I'm actually helping women to feel better, and they appreciate it.
It's kind of like what Tyler Perry once said. He said, you know, when people don't believe in you, it's actually a good thing because you end up owning it all. And you ended up with the Thighmaster, with the residency, with the books, with, I mean, it's you. It's all you. Hey, Suzanne, thank you so much for talking with me here today. You are an inspiration. It's been an honor.
Thank you. It's a fun read. It's a great Christmas read and Christmas gift. And I hope everyone will read it.
And I'll have all the info up on the website where people can buy it. Thank you so much, Suzanne.
You've been listening to Conversations with Kim. Reach out to me, Kim Carson, via social media on Instagram and YouTube, Kim Carson Now. I'm also on Facebook and Twitter, Kim Carson. Listen to my radio show middays on WLAV.com. And each Wednesday, I join the Hot Topics chat segment, 9 a.m. Eastern Time on ABC's Take 5 and Company on WZZM13.com. Listen to more episodes at kimcarson.podomatic.com. Until we meet again, thanks for listening to my podcast, Conversations with Kim.